this is Nate Fowler with the Sigil Social Foundation, and this is Sigilcast. This Sigilcast is a special edition featuring a talk I did at one of Strong Starts. Strong Starts is a bi-weekly meeting, a whole bunch of people that get together, and we sometimes do interactive things. Sometimes we'll talk about a different subject that is in the news currently, or something that we are currently all dealing with in some way. And then at the end, we have a guided visual meditation, and we all start the week strongly. We have a way to just kind of let go of all the stuff that we've been carrying around all week, especially when it's come to light in the media and all those fun things. So in this particular Sigilcast, in this particular Strong Starts, we talked about trusting yourself. And I know in the previous Sigilcast, we did talk about trust. This is more specific. This is more about trusting in yourself directly. Trust is a very important topic when it comes to relationships, when it comes to all the different things and people we meet, when it comes to having self-confidence, when it comes to having a lot of things in life, as you will hear. Set all your things, your thoughts aside, and just enjoy the ride and think about what it means to have that trust in yourself. Now, you will notice that the sound quality is a bit lower than our normal Sigilcast, and that's because this is an archive recording. Most of the time, we record as high quality as we can, but sometimes our equipment fails us. And so this is kind of a backup archive that we had, and since it was such a special night, I wanted to be able to share it with you anyway. So just kind of ignore those if you can. Enjoy.
Today we're going to talk about trusting ourselves. Something that we don't usually think about. Something we either assume has happened or assume hasn't happened. But every day we go through life and we actually have to make a decision. Do we trust ourselves? Do we trust ourselves to make a decision? Do we trust ourselves in loving ourselves? Do we trust ourselves enough to actually do what we want to do? A lot of the times we'll actually run into a roadblock because we don't trust ourselves. We simply choose to not act. Because we're not acting, we essentially are fighting ourselves. So, tonight let's learn about how to trust ourselves. Let's play with trusting ourselves. Let's actually do it. This is something that's a little bit different, something that I've been thinking about doing for a long time. One of the ways that we can play with this is we can actually say, how do we trust ourselves? What's the first thing we can do to trust ourselves?
Try to stop breathing.
Stop breathing?
Just try to stop breathing.
Try to stop breathing.
You're trusting in your brain to say, uh-uh.
It will.
Oh, I know. You'll pass out and breathe.
In fact, everything that has to do with our body is...
Yeah.
Is subconscious.
It's subconscious. It's our unconscious mind driving the machine.
How about driving the kids to school?
Driving the kids to school. We have to trust ourselves that we'll get there safely.
Yeah.
Not to mention the other people driving.
That's right. I'll give you something that's really, really, really interesting. And we all have this one moment where we're like, ah. You ever washing dishes and like a spoon falls into the...
Oh, in the garbage disposal?
And the garbage disposal is not on. But you kind of like quickly grab it. Keep an eye on the switch while you grab it, maybe.
Yep.
Or do you simply have to learn to trust ourselves, the people around us? We've all seen horrible movies that show all these horrible consequences. So it's a matter of, do we trust ourselves with the garbage disposal?
How about walking on black ice or walking on ice when you have to get across the road?
How about walking and driving on ice?
I trust the car more than I trust my feet.
These days, you know, you get close to a car and it stops automatically now. I mean, you know, they're going to have self-driving cars available shortly.
That would be interesting to see a self-driving car try to work on ice.
Yeah.
Amazon bought a company called Kiva, And Kiva makes these little tiny, they're about 3 feet wide, about 2 to 3 feet tall. And they drive around, they're like little carts, and they have wheels and everything. And they move in 360 degrees, so they can actually spin in place. So what they do is they drive underneath a cabinet full of stuff, big, huge, gigantic cabinet, and then they'll spin in 360 degrees, and it ratchets it up until it lifts it off the floor. And then it takes it down this little highway of carts and cabinets, and it takes it all the way to the picker. And the picker just lifts their hand up, and whatever is right in that particular position, they'll grab, and that's what it's actually programmed to know, what's on that shelf in that position. And they take that and they put it in the box and they package it up and ship it off.
Well, that's like the how wine. They do it so perfectly.
And that's how they do it so perfectly.
Well, the wine, these big places that have wine bottles up to the ceiling, and they have a robot that goes up and actually goes up and
just pulls the right wine. Yes.
Yeah.
We essentially every day get in our car and trust ourselves that we're going to drive correctly. We essentially every day stick a toothbrush in our mouth and hope that we brush at the same speed instead of jamming it into our teeth on accident. So yeah. We've all done that at one point. We essentially, some of us shave, and we shave very carefully because some of the times where we weren't shaving carefully, we missed. And that didn't work out so well. So we know to trust ourselves when we do things or to do it very, very carefully. Even when we do it carefully, we're still trusting ourselves.
Carve a turkey or carve
we carve a turkey.
How about when you go to bed at night, trust that you're going to get up in the morning?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Well, yes. Isn't that more faith?
What's the difference between faith and trust?
Same thing.
Is it the same thing?
Pretty much.
It's almost the same thing.
Yeah, it's...
There's a little bit different. The difference between trust and faith is trust in something, someone, right. some object, creation, identity, animate object, etc. Faith is something that we put trust in above us. We have faith in things that we want to believe in. It's a belief. We have faith that we're going to believe in something. When we believe in something, that essentially means that it is out of our power. If we have faith,
really isn't out of our power.
Toothbrush isn't out of our power. It's in our hands.
Yeah.
So we have to trust ourselves to do it. Mm-hmm. So when we make food, when we make food for ourselves, we trust ourselves that we're going to notice if there's mold on the food. We trust ourselves that we're going to cook it the amount of time that it needs to be cooked. We can test ourselves, but we still trust that we're making the right judgment when we do it. So when we trust ourselves in just little tiny ways like that, when we trust ourselves just a little bit, what stops us from trusting ourselves the rest of the time?
Well, something that...
Prior bad experience?
Prior bad experience? Well, if you have
chopping food and...
Cutting yourself,
you're going to be careful.
You'll be
time.
Careful. That doesn't mean that you don't trust yourself because you know you're trusting yourself to be careful enough to do it again.
But it can still happen.
It could still happen, sure. But you have to trust yourself in order for it to happen. You have to trust yourself in order to be able to get up in the morning and say, I want to take a shower, and the shower is going to come out with clean water.
How about self-confidence?
Self-confidence.
Lack of?
What else? Self-confidence is essentially a loss of belief in yourself. So if you don't believe in yourself, you don't trust in yourself.
Just plain old everyday fear.
Fear. What else stops trust?
Somebody else saying something to you that would make you question yourself?
Okay.
How about prior experiences?
That can also, and that both of those are good, yeah.
Being told you can't.
Second guessing.
Second guessing.
Being
that's
told
a good
you're ACHD or H, whatever, ADD or
a label.
That's right, yeah. Become
label. Yes, labels are powerful. What else?
Guilt.
Guilt?
Guilt. Ooh.
I mean, I could run through all five emotions. Mm. We've already got two of them up here. So we may as well put the rest. Sadness.
Anger. And hurt, which could be prior bad experience as well. You'll notice that all of these other things are based around those five emotions. That's kind of how it works, because they're all emotionally based. Which tells us that what? Trust is emotional. Trust is actually an emotion that we base things around. I'll give you an example. When you see somebody and you lose trust in them, you feel like you can't trust them. But when you see somebody and you know exactly what they're doing, you know that you can do anything and they're going to have the right answer for you. You know that you can trust them completely. And when you trust them completely, you feel like you can trust them. You know, deep inside yourself, this person's going to do the right thing. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. We have it within ourselves.
So what's trust when you have a lady standing in front of a big wheel and the guy's on stage and he's throwing knives? What kind of trust is that?
Penn and Teller will tell you that any magician or acrobat or stage trickster who puts people in danger in any way, or even in possible potential, like even 1% of danger, is the stupidest fool that he's ever met. Yeah. Every single person who's on stage has something planned, a way to actually do this with 100% accuracy every single time. And the only ones that don't end up on YouTube. That's just how it works.
And in jail.
Or something else, yes. Yeah. Because the idea is that when you go on stage, you need to be 100% every time. There's no reason why not. There's plenty of tricks you can do that do not risk anything. They're just simple tricks. Easy. There's the trick where you put a spike in a bunch of different paper bags and you put your hand on all the different spikes. Or you put your hand through all the paper bags and if you hit one of them with the spike, it would go through your hand, right? But the trick is there is no spike in any of the bags. Perception. Perception is essentially what we see is what we get, or what we see isn't necessarily what is. Now, we put our faith in perception. We put our faith in how we see things. A lot of us, when we see something, we know that we can believe it. If we've seen it, it's true. We're not going to believe in aliens until they're standing right in front of us and they're reaching out their hand to shake our hand. So if we're actually standing there and they're going to shake our hand, we see, we believe, we trust, and we make the decision, maybe they'll be okay to shake your hand. But we have to trust ourselves that that's real. How do we trust ourselves? We have a lot of things that block trust. We have a lot of things that turn trust away from ourselves, from other people. We have a lot of things that we essentially are carrying around that we know can be dealt with, sometimes easily and sometimes carefully. And either one, we simply know that all of these things can be had, completely let go. Now all we have to do is choose on each experience whether or not it's worth trusting. What makes something worth trusting?
Well, it's a payoff. Yeah.
It's a radio station.
Well,
WIIFM. What's in it for me?
What's in it for me? Mm-hmm. It's a payoff. Basically.
It's the radio station. What's in it for me? In order for us to trust in ourselves, we have to be able to trust that we're going to get something out of it. If we're cutting vegetables with a knife and we've been cut with that knife before, what are we going to get out of it? We're going to get fresh vegetables cut.
Yeah.
We're going to have a delicious meal. We're going to be able to do exactly what we want to do, and nothing stands in our way because we know we can handle a knife, even if it gets us a little bit again.
You've had a goal and you completed your goal.
What gives us trust?
Experience?
You just said the payoff.
You're not jumping off that bridge with a bungee cord on you if you don't trust something. I don't know what the payoff's going to be.
What are you going to get out of jumping off a bridge with a bungee cord?
I've got to listen to somebody who's done it before and trust them.
Well, what are you going to get out of jumping off of it?
Rush.
A rush.
A rush.
A rush. we put our trust in something higher than us. And we say, I trust in you to take care of me. Mm-hmm. I trust in you to make sure that whatever happens is your choice. Mm-hmm. It's something that a lot of us do.
Yeah.
We say that quick little prayer.
Usually it's after you've completely given up anyways.
Exactly.
Like they say, there's no atheists in foxholes.
That's an interesting thing. There's plenty of atheists in foxholes. It's just a matter of who they put their trust in. They put their trust in the person to the side of them because they know that they're going to watch their back as much as they're going to watch theirs. If we are getting something out of this, what's in it for me? What are we getting out of trusting? We're getting all of these good things. Good feelings, happiness, the rush.
Yeah, happiness. The promise of happiness.
Sometimes just the promise of, yes. Sometimes the big one.
That one bites you sometimes, eh?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's define it, then.
Oh, God.
Self-love.
Unconditional.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Agape.
Agape, yeah.
It's
a Christian word.
Christian word.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a fruit.
No.
Agave.
That's agape.
That's grape spelled the wrong way.
Yes.
They're all in there, but there's no R.
Who can define agape?
It's a fish.
Fish. agape is like unconditional love, but it essentially is unconditional love with complete valueless from a higher being towards you. So it's essentially, it's like having a child. You have a child. You have unconditional love for it. You may hate it sometimes, but you still love it at the same time. No matter what, they may drive you crazy. They may paint your walls a different color that you didn't intend with body fluids. Either way.
That's not
amazing.
Maybe
that's,
I don't want
that's
to
a guarantee at
yeah,
some point.
Exactly. So you essentially are going to love them anyway. And that's just how it is. Because you created them. What other choice do you have? You have to love them, no matter what. And that's agape. A mother's love is an agape love in many ways. That's a payoff. We actually have a feeling that we feel good about doing it. We feel good about loving something that we created. Let's say you write a game. You made a game. You made a board game, even. You made a board game, and you have all the pieces that you hand-carved. You're going to love that board game. And you're going to trust that it's going to play well. But either way, you still love it unconditionally no matter what. Even if with all its flaws, it's yours. You made it. If you make a painting, it's the same thing. It's yours. You might not like parts of it, but you still like it. You're not going to throw it away, really, because you really want to keep that part of you that you put into it. In essence, whenever we create something, we are trusting ourselves that it is something we want to create. Now, sometimes we'll create something and we'll set it aside because it's not as good as we want, and we'll create another thing and we'll make it better and we'll set that aside and we'll just keep doing that until we have the most perfect idea that we want built. Created, made. Now, we can't do that with kids sometimes. We have to only run with a couple copies. But the rest of the time, we actually have all the different copies we've made that we've refined. We might throw away the old copies because we have the perfect one. We might not. But we trust in ourselves that we're going to do the right thing every time we pick up whatever we're going to do to make that copy, that more perfect copy. Everything that we do in life, we have to trust in ourselves. If we're going to trust in ourselves to essentially be successful, if we're going to trust in ourselves to make our families work, if we're going to trust in ourselves to make our relationships work, that's trusting only in one person.
That's trusting in you. So that ends this particular recording from the Strong Starts involving trusting yourself. If you have any questions, you can ask myself, Nate Fowler, or Jay Williams. I represent the Sigil Social Foundation, and Jay Williams represents Rapid Empowerment International as well as the Sigil Social Foundation. And you can find us both at our websites, sigilsocial.org, that's SIGILSOCIAL.org, or rapidempowerment.com. Or you can call Sigil at 951-290-2997. If you like Sigilcast, remember to tell your friends about it and subscribe to the podcast. If you'd like to hear more, you can always donate to Sigil at sigilsocial.org and help our mission and our cause. Find out more about us and what we do on our website. Again, this is Sigilcast, and I hope you enjoyed.